Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's violinist Margaret Bacher. We'll look at her career from her time as a camper and academy student in the 1970s to her current professional roles as a performer and teacher. That's coming your way on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Violinist Margaret Bacher first came to Interlochen Arts Camp in 1970. Like many people who attended Interlochen, she was never the same after that experience.
It changed my life. It was just such an amazing experience to see and be around people like myself that had passion for the arts. It was a really special part of my life.
Margaret Bacher also attended Interlochen Arts Academy for 2 years. When she was here, she won the concerto competition by playing the second violin concerto by Heinrich Wieniawski. Here's a recording of Margaret Bacher performing the first 2 movements of the Wieniawski concerto with the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra in May of 1975. Byron Hansen conducts this performance in Korsen Auditorium.
Thank you.
the first two movements of the Violin Concerto No. 2 of Heinrich Wieniawski, a performance from May of 1975 with Byron Hansen conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra and featuring a teenage Margaret Becher. Margaret Becher told Interlaken Public Radio that she loved her time here at the Arts Academy.
I was very happy here. I had great friends. The orchestra was fantastic at the time. It was a really invigorating time, I think, at the Academy.
Becher's star was rising pretty quickly. In fact, by the time she made that recording of the Wieniawski Concerto with the Academy Orchestra, she'd already played it with another relatively well-known orchestra.
I entered and won the senior division and got to play the Wieniawski Concerto with the Chicago Symphony. It was a great, great opportunity.
Since soloing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra as a teen, Margaret Becher has gone on to a prolific career as a soloist, chamber musician, and educator. Here's a recording she made in 1988 with fellow violinist Ida Levin and Salvatore Accardo, performing Vivaldi's Concerto for Three Violins with I Solisti di Napoli.
Thank you.
A Concerto for Three Violins by Antonio Vivaldi. We heard I Solisti di Napoli with violinists Ida Levin, Salvatore Accardo, and Margaret Bacher. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're looking at the career of violinist Margaret Bacher. I'm Amanda Sewell, and you can listen to most of our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlaken Public Radio app. In 1998, Margaret Bacher became the concertmaster of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. She began a longtime professional partnership with its music director at the time, Jeffrey Kahane. Here's one of the most memorable recordings they made together during Kahane's tenure, the Concerto for Two Violins, BWV 1043, of Johann Sebastian Bach. Margaret Bacher performs with fellow violinist Hilary Hahn. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Concerto for Two Violins of Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 1043. A recording made in 2003 by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, featuring the ensemble's concertmaster, Margaret Bacher, and violinist Hilary Hahn, led by music director Jeffrey Kahane. Margaret Bacher has returned to Interlaken regularly to perform and work with students. For a photo of her in a masterclass with Interlaken Arts Camp students, check out classicalipr.org. Here she is in IPR's Studio A in 2018 with collaborative pianist Robert Koenig, performing the first movement of the Violin Sonata No. 5 of Ludwig van Beethoven. Thank you. violinist Margaret Becher and collaborative pianist Robert Koenig, performing the first movement of Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 5 in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. During that same session, they also performed the first romance for violin and piano by Clara Schumann. The Romance No. 1 for Violin and Piano by Clara Schumann, performed in IPR's Studio A by collaborative pianist Robert Koenig and violinist Margaret Becher. Margaret Becher, just one of the many fascinating people who got their start right here at Interlaken. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.